Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Saviour, Christ Jesus. Amen. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. Think for a moment that something's very precious to you. It can be anything. Just spend a few moments trying to think of something that you have or something in your life that is definition of the word precious to you. Are you thinking of a family member or a friend, a wedding ring or a family heirloom or hair if you don't want to get it cut off? Is that precious? What's something that's just so precious to you? What's something that you absolutely hate to lose? Now, consider that you are infinitely more precious to God than that precious thing of yours that you were thinking about. We are so precious to God. That's why Jesus humbly serves. Jesus came in humility as a little baby to keep the law perfectly for us. He lived a life of perfect love and in humility. He laid down his life for us on the cross, dying the worst of deaths to take the full punishment for our sins. He rose again from the dead, destroying the power of sin, death, and Satan in our life. He comes humbly today to serve us through his word, and in a simple meal to cleanse us from guilt and shame and fill us with his love and life. God gives us faith by the Holy Spirit and connects you to himself. He unites himself with us. That's how precious we are to him. That's how much God loves us. God serves us to assure us that we're forgiven and he's with us, granting us peace and favor and blessing and life eternal. Jesus says, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. He modeled that and still models that perfectly. In the gospel reading for today, Jesus makes it clear that the most humble, the most unassuming believer gains Christ. We're not only precious, but the gift of faith that connects us to God and unites you with God is also a precious gift. When we look at a little child who has no works of their own, nothing impressive about themselves, but simply has faith in Jesus, we are to see Jesus in that child. Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. Every believer is precious to God. Every believer is connected to God, united to him through the precious gift of faith. So God humbly serves us. Something that God does in service to us is warn us about the seriousness of sin. Jesus says, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around their neck. Jesus isn't literally advocating self-mutilation. We're not to actually cut off our hands or pluck out our eyes. But he is warning us and wanting us to see the graphic consequence of willingly continuing in sin and warning against anything that could cause a believer lose that precious gift of faith and so end up in hell. Perhaps we could clarify that. Hell is real. Don't mess with your own faith or the faith of another. If your hand causes you to have doubts and lose faith, cut it off. That's better than going to hell. If your foot causes you to have doubts and lose faith, cut it off. That's better than going to hell. If your eye causes you to have doubts and lose faith, pluck it out. That's better than going to hell. Jesus is wanting us to not take our faith lightly, It's more precious than anything else we have. And to be very careful that we don't do anything that will cause another to lose his faith. Yes, God preserves us in the faith. God keeps serving us because we are precious to him. And he wants us to stay in the faith which is so precious. But don't take things lightly. If our work or our hobbies or our family or anything else is getting in the way of God's service to you, if anything has the potential to hurt your faith in another precious believer, then we need to reassess our priorities, to fear, love and trust God above anything else. God doesn't want you to have anything else in place of him because he wants to continually serve you. So draw near to him through his humble word and sacrament because you're precious to him and he wants to keep your precious faith strong. As you do this, you'll find yourself serving others and in doing so, serving Christ. If it's just giving a believer a simple cup of water, a quiet word of encouragement, that's valued by God. Jesus humbly serves us and enables us to serve one another. Even the most humble service is important because the believer who is served is connected to Jesus and is so precious. It's really important that we don't take lightly anything that could cause us or anyone else to lose confidence in God and his promises, and so reject the precious gift of faith and wind up in hell. We're often tempted to think, this is okay. I can do this or go along with that. I can still believe in Jesus. That command of the Lord doesn't really matter so much because I still believe. I think the words of St. Paul to young Pastor Timothy are recorded for our benefit too, where he says, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. I also think the words of St. Paul to young Pastor Titus can be applied to us as well. Hold firmly to the trustworthy message that has been taught so that you can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. And we need to also consider what St. Paul wrote to church in Corinth. I appeal to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. Above all, when we're tempted to think that some things we might do aren't important, some sins are nothing to worry about as long as I believe in Jesus. Remember what Jesus tells us. If you love me, you will obey what I command. You are my friends if you do what I command. It's absolutely true that we're saved by grace through faith, not obedience. But that doesn't give us license to take sin and disobedience lightly. The God who lovingly serves us calls us to watch ourselves, to take sin and error seriously, so that we let nothing jeopardize our salvation or the salvation of others through offending them and their confidence in the truth. And so, in conclusion, know this for sure. God does have mercy on us sinners. Now that is good news to hear because we know in the struggle against sin we regularly fail. In Matthew 15, Jesus says that the problem of sin is one of the heart. It is what comes out of the heart that makes a person unclean. So even if we could cut off our hands and pluck out our eyes, it wouldn't actually stop sinful thoughts and motives that come out of the heart. But Jesus has come to serve us when we were not ready to serve him. He came and washed us by water and the word and gave us a new heart, making us pure with his own holiness. That's what he continues to do every time we receive his holy and precious body and blood in the sacrament. And he still serves us as his baptized people in this congregation, so that by his grace, he enables us to be at peace with one another, seeing Jesus in one another, and serving us as he speaks to us through his word to strengthen our faith, the gift of which is precious beyond measure, and a gift that he has given to you. Through this precious gift, God declares us holy and righteous, as if we had lived as perfectly as Jesus himself. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.